Hi, can I please speak to Kinma? Hello. Can I please speak to Mrs. Rankins?
This is her.
Hi, good afternoon. Sorry I couldn't pronounce your first name. Is it Kiyama?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. So my name is Albert Ramirez, and I'm speaking to you on a recorded line, and this is in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, ma'am?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, it only takes a couple minutes. All right,
hold on,
so
you
you'd like
second.
To see if you meet...
Put my earphones in so I can hear you a little...
Awesome, thank you. Yeah, I could barely hear you myself.
Yeah, hold
appreciate
on, one
it.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you hear me a little better now? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Are you ready to go?
No, okay. I was just trying to make sure you could, you could hear me a little better.
Okay, we could give it a shot. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just wanted to make sure if you could, if you can hear me, make sure everything was clear, because I know sometimes my speaker
it,
on my
you,
phone.
You sound
kinda...
you sound like you're very far away, but I could hear you, but faintly.
Okay, what about now?
Yeah, that's better. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, don't
just...
if I can't understand something, I'll let you know to repeat. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Runkin. So, once again, Albert Ramirez, I'm going to be assisting you today. We're speaking on a recorded line. And you did confirm that you'd like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. And my next question, ma'am, is did you already get an attorney to help you, assist you file a claim?
No.
Okay. Part two to that question. And are you willing to affirm under penalty, attest that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or sign documents electronically or physically with another law firm?
Yes, I confirm that I haven't.
I understand. It's you know, one of them double connotation questions, so I it's okay.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
I'm not a word, right?
Mm-hmm. So my next question, ma'am, is are you the injured party? Are you filing the claim on your behalf?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And my next question is this will help determine is were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Oh Lord, my phone is messing up. Yes.
Okay, so was it meningioma, the brain, or the spine?
It was the brain, like the tumor.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm terribly sorry. And so you're clearly going to remember when your date of diagnosis was.
I'm sorry, would you say so?
When was your date of diagnosis, ma'am?
It was, I think it was May 7th, 2021.
May 7th, 2021?
Yes.
Okay. What's your birthday, please?
7/30/1990.
July 30, 1990?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. And by any chance, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
Not to my knowledge, but I, you know, just off the top of my head, no.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, ma'am. All right. Next, Depo Provera specific drug information. Did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? This is the
yes.
Pfizer? Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version?
No.
Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, I actually started taking it 2015, May 10th, 2015. I was around 24, around that age.
When did you stop taking it? You started in May 10th, 2015. When did you stop taking it?
I remember. It was April 21st, 2021.
And so that clearly states that you used Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1990 through the present date, correct?
I'm sorry, what did you say, sir?
So since you used it 2015 through 2021 for basically 6 years.
Yes.
That was after January 1st, 1992, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And your main injury or medical problem is meningioma brain tumor, right?
Yes, correct.
So sorry once again. And can you, for HIPAA purposes, will you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And next, I have your name spelled Q-I-Y-A-M-A-H.
Correct.
And that's Kiyama?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. That's a cool name.
I know, it's kind of different. A lot of people try to ask me what it means. You're actually one of the few people that actually pronounce it correctly like that.
Oh, is that right? I grew up in LA County and Long Beach area, and it's predominantly a lot of Hispanic and a lot of African Americans. So I grew up right in the middle of both. So I have friends from both sides that are like my brothers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I dated a girl named Yolanda Williams for a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was at a Cal State Long Beach. You're making me blush. You need to stop that.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
This is Friday.
I'm just giving you a hard time. That was good. So, and I need to confirm your last name is Rankins, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and that's R-A-N-K-I-N-S?
K-I-N-S.
K-I-N-S. Yeah, and
yes.
Got it.
Okay.
All right, Kiyama, can you please give me your social now?
It's 434.
Mm-hmm.
791012.
Got it. Let me repeat that. 434-791012.
Correct.
All right, thanks. So, by the way, it was human error where I couldn't hear you. I had my microphone, my hearpiece. Not the volume was about halfway.
Oh, okay.
You're like, I'm sorry, I can't talk any louder.
Sorry.
All right, my bad. Okay, so our primary contact information, I have your email address of callierankins34@gmail.com.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And then I have a phone number of 225-447-5771. Is that right?
Correct.
Is that your mobile number, your cell?
Yeah, cell. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Next, may I please have your home address?
11585 North Harold Ferry Road.
Can you hold on, pause real quick? After North, you kind of cut out. It got choppy. What's the street name?
North Harold Ferry Road.
Harold, like H A.
No, Harold, like Harrells.
Got it. And is that Baton Rouge?
Yeah, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Apartment number 27-2.
27-2.
Yeah, North Harold Ferry, Ferry Road.
Gotcha. Yeah, I pulled it up. It came up right away on Google.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Google for you.
Yeah, appreciate that, though. And give me, please, one more time, the apartment number, a duration for whatever we were using. Apartment what?
27-2.
Okay, 27-2. Okay. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. All right, next, medical, administrating. Who was a doctor? Who administered the Depo-Provera? Was it a doctor, a medical staff, or yourself?
It was actually my family doctor. Her name was Rebecca Minner.
Okay. All right, give me one sec. We'll get there in a sec. Let me first get other info, and then I'll get that next.
Okay.
How many times were you injected with the product?
Every 3 months.
Every 3 months, and that was for 6 years?
Yes. Six years, every 3 months.
Okay. So at least, so that's 24 times then.
Yeah, 24 injections. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'll go ahead and take on your doctor's name. Who is it that I'm looking for?
Okay, her name is Rebecca, R-E-B.
Mm-hmm, I got you.
E-C-C-A.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is M-E-I-N-E-R-S.
Let's see, M-E-I, and then what else?
N-E-R-S.
R-S. Is she based out of Zachary?
Yes.
Okay. Kimberly Miners? No.
Rebecca. Rebecca.
Nope. Yep, I see it now. That was weird. Dr. Rebecca Kimberly Miners, MD. And she's the one that gave you the shot, or is it one of her staff members?
No, it was her. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right, and do you recall the name of the facility where you got the shot?
It was Lane Regional Medical Center.
And that was out of what city? Also Baton Rouge?
Zachary.
Zachary? Okay.
Yeah, Louisiana. Yes.
Okay. Lane Regional Medical Center, is that out of the 6300 Main Street?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. Thank God for Google, right?
I know, so that's Google for you. You can look up just about anything.
Mm-hmm. I also work with ladies that have used hair relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever used that stuff?
Yeah, I use it time to time. I haven't used it in a while, but I have in my past. I have used hair relaxer.
Okay. Just be careful with that, because right now I'm helping ladies that abuse hair relaxer, and they now have cancers.
Wow.
Mhm. So just be careful with that stuff.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
They got some stuff that's supposed to help you in a way, and it causes others.
Mm. Okay, so here's what I have for the administrating doctor was Dr. Rebecca Kimberly Miners. She's out of Lane Regional Medical Center. Phone number 225-658-4000. And her address is 63,000 Main Street, Zachary, Louisiana, 70781. Sound about right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, next. Who was the prescribing doctor? Was it the same Dr. Rebecca?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me copy and paste all that info. You got a little baby back there?
Oh, my niece, babysitting.
My niece. Thought I heard a little baby.
Yeah, couple months old.
That's cool. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got the information for prescribing doctor name, also Dr. Rebecca. Kimberly Miners, same address, same phone number, same facility name. What about the pharmacy? Where did you get your prescriptions filled at?
I always use CVS. CVS pharmacy.
CVS in what city?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm trying to get the address. I know it's off Millerville Road. Okay, here we go.
Millerville, you said?
Yeah,
Millerville Road?
2001 Millerville Road.
Got it. We're doing good. We're almost done, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever done a DocuSign before?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. So it'll be nice and easy. Pharmacy. 225-275-2109. Okay. All right. Next, diagnosing. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan? Was it an MRI, or was it both?
It was an MRI scan, biopsy.
Okay. Gotcha. And who was your diagnosing doctor? Who diagnosed you with the illness?
His name was Richard Stranger.
Stranger?
Yes. What was his name? Sanders Stranger. I know it's like S-T-A-N-G-E-R. I always got it confused because it's close to Stranger.
Okay, we'll find him. Yeah, it's just Stanger, not with the R.
Yeah, so I always used to get it confused, cause like reading it kind of, you know, looking at his name kind of fast, you'll think, okay, Stranger, but it's...
You're like Stranger Danger.
Yeah, so it's kind of, you know...
I get it.
Kind of confusing.
It took me a second to pick it up. Diagnosing facility name. What is the name of the facility that he works out of?
It was Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center.
Our Lady of what?
Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center.
Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center.
Correct.
All right. Hospital in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes.
Okay. Two five seven six five six five six five. Okay. And let's see. Let me go back. And Dr. Richard Stanger, your diagnosing doctor, his specialty. Let me go ahead and pull him up.
He's a neurosurgeon.
There we go. Special interest, minimally invasive and complex spinal surgery, cervical spine conditions, lumbar spine conditions, cranial surgery, carpal and cubital tunnel, spinal cord stimulation. Man, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he does it all. Just about.
Yeah. Man. And then on the weekend, let me guess, he works at Jiffy. He be doing everything.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, next question. Prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, thank you. Next, medical treatment. What type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Was it chemotherapy, radiation, immunization therapy? What was it?
It was radiation, chemotherapy, and then it was a microsurgery.
Okay. Microsurgery. Thank God for that. Okay, and was your treating doctor also Dr. Stanger?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. At Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right. Next, were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes. I actually did 4 days of inpatient, like, you know, at the hospital, and then I had to do, like, you know, the 6 months, like, outside of, like, at home and stuff like that, outpatient and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Can you please provide me the dates that you were in the hospital?
Let me make sure.
Thank you.
It was, oh, Lord.
Estimates are fine, okay?
It was May
18th,
2021.
Mm-hmm.
No. For the treatment?
Yeah, what dates were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so it was it was May 18th. I believe so, yeah.
And that's 2021?
Yes.
And then you were there for 4 days, you said?
Yeah.
So you were there to the 5/22?
Yeah.
2021. Okay. And do you want to share any type of medical notes that you want me to share with the attorneys?
I'm sorry, what did you say, sir?
You want to share any type of medical notes that we should share with the attorneys that you feel is important to your case? Or do you want to just let the medical records speak for themselves? It's up to you.
I mean, yeah, they'll speak for themselves. I mean, they'll be able to see, you know,
okay,
everything.
Okay. My next question is, do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself, or would you be able to basically help out and obtain them?
Yeah,
okay.
I have them. I didn't look for them. But if not, I could, you know, they could always, you know, contact the hospital, you know,
correct,
medical center. If you know, if I can't find them within a, you know. But I do have them. I just haven't put up somewhere.
But that's fine, because you are going to be, that's why I asked you for your social earlier, because we are, you know, they are going to be requesting the medical records, so that's why they needed that. So you should be fine. But as long as you're able to help out, expedite this, that'll be great, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me keep going. One second. All right, emergency contact information. Do you want to share an emergency contact in case you become unresponsive for whatever reason? We request one if you have one.
Is it needed or?
It's not mandatory, but it's just basically we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring
okay
that we could continue your case for your loved ones.
Okay, yeah. I'll put my aunt's information down.
Does she live with you or no?
She lives very close by, like maybe
okay
5 or 10 minutes away from me.
Okay, so she does not live with you. And what's her name?
Bernita, B-E-R.
Gotcha.
And
Bernita.
I-T-A.
Mm-hmm.
Last name Rankin. And her telephone number is 225-590 6839.
Okay. And that's your aunt?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know her address? Do you want me to just put your address down? Or?
Yeah, you can just put my address down. That's fine.
Okay. I'm not sure if you know it or not. Okay. All right. So let me go ahead and do my quality assurance checklist. Okay. Let's start from the top. Okay. Get my requirements. My law firm requirements. Okay. I did notify you the call is being recorded. We did confirm that you currently do not have representation from an attorney. We also confirm that you were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera as a contraceptive. We also confirm that you use the injection for 1 year or more, equivalent of 4 shots every 3 months. We also confirm that you use the brand name Depo-Provera. We also confirmed that you used Depo-Provera after 1992. We also confirmed that you want to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit. The injury specified in the contract retainer matches the injury discussed in the recorded conversation. That's going to be a yes. I confirm correct spelling of personal and personal information. We're going to do that now. Date of diagnosis, May 7, 2021. Your date of birth, July 30, 1990. And we also have your name is spelled Q-I-Y-A. M as in Mary, A-H, Rankins, R-A, N as in Nancy, K-I, N as in Nancy, S, social, 434-791012. I have your email address of KellyRankins34@gmail.com, phone number 225-447-5771. We have your address of 11585 North Harrells Ferry Road, apartment 27-2, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70816. And next, Rebecca was your administering doctor. Also, your prescribing doctor, Dr. Stenger, was your diagnosing and your treating doctor.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, we're done. Let me go ahead and send this over to you now.
Okay.
Check your text or email, whatever you prefer.
Okay. Okay, so do I phone?
Yes, please. Let me know if you need help, but it's pretty, pretty basic. There's only a few signatures. It's not too long of a contract. Excuse me. If you need help, I have an instructional manual here I could guide you through with. Yeah, so once the page opens up, click on the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or a checkbox that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue.
Okay.
And then at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click on it, and it'll direct you to the first signature field. Then the small yellow box, please click it. It'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign.
Yep, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
awesome. You rock. And I have just confirmed that you have completed it.
Okay.
So what to expect now is my team will review this. It'll probably take about 24 hours or so, and then they'll send this over to the attorneys and give them about 48 hours to review the info and call you. And that's it. So just look out for your phone. Please, please listen out for voicemails, numbers that you know you aren't normally picking up, because if it's the attorney, I want you to call them right back if you don't pick up, okay?
Okay.
The firm phone number, can I give it to you so you can recognize it?
Yes.
Okay. Their phone number is area code 214 231-9824.
Okay.
They are Vigna, V-I-G-N-A.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. It's been my absolute pleasure speaking with you. You made it enjoyable for me to do my job. So thank you.
Well, I'm glad. All right. You have a good weekend.
Okay. You as well. Merry Christmas and have a happy new year. Okay.
Okay. Same to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. Bye, Kima. Bye. Take care.